Next in Marketing is sponsored by Zephyr. Don't rely on open-web brand safety solutions for the walled gardens. Zephyr's new measurement suite, Atrium, was built exclusively for walled gardens like Meta, TikTok, and YouTube to give full transparency into brand safety and suitability, all aligned to the GARM standards. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Next in Marketing. You know, I've seen platforms explode in popularity before. Back in the mid-2000s, Meta suddenly went from college kids to just about everybody on the whole planet logging on. Similarly, Lazy Sunday hit in 2005 or so, and a few years later, Google's buying YouTube and they practically own web video. Throw in platforms like Fortnite, Twitch, this does happen, but I don't think I've ever seen anything quite hit as hard and quick as TikTok, where it's not only popular, but it seems like it's instantly sucking time from other media and changing how people consume media and advertising. Speaking of advertising, brands are rushing to TikTok, but it seems like the best way to enter this world is through its creators. Yet the relationship and dynamics of TikTok's creator universe are fundamentally different than other social video platforms. That's why I'm excited I got to talk to Adrian Lahens. She runs TikTok's creator program and works with 800,000 of them. I talked to her about how she helps marketers sort all this out. I should mention that this episode is the last of a five-part series I worked together with Zephyr. They have been terrific clients and have really pushed me to get top-notch guests and ask really tough questions. So thank you to the Zephyr team, and if you're interested in working together on a similar podcast sponsorship, please reach out. I'm at mike@shieldstrategic.com. All right, let's get started.
Everything we know about the media, marketing, and advertising business is being completely upended thanks to technology and data. We're talking with some of the top industry leaders as they steer their companies through constant change. Welcome to Next in Marketing.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Next in Marketing. My guest this week is Adrian Lahens. She's the Global Head of Operations for TikTok Creator Marketing Solutions. Hey, Adrian. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me, Mike.
I'm pumped to talk to you because, if nothing else, I'm hoping you can tell me about some cool creators that I can name drop into conversations with my children or like 20-something cousins I have. So this will be, if nothing else, I'll get cooler after this is done. But you have a really cool job. You have a very unique perspective because you're in front of the folks that a lot of brands probably don't know as well as they'd like or understand. So I know TikTok is very broad. There's all kinds of content, but can you give us a sense of like what kind of creators are really popping right now besides the ones that everyone knows? Maybe, you know, there's like the on YouTube, there's like a staple, the talking to the camera vlogger that became like a thing. Is there anything like that happening at TikTok that's becoming the standard form?
Yeah, absolutely. I really love this question, Mike. You know, the beauty of TikTok is that it's really the heartbeat of culture, right? And so creators are taking creativity to a whole new level on TikTok. And if I told you a trend that was like popping off today, by the time this airs, it'll probably be, you know, outdated. That's the quickness that this app is moving. And TikTok's like in-app editing tools, it really makes content more easier than ever to create and more entertaining and captivating than ever before. So when it comes to formats, there isn't really like one primary format that's taking off. It's really the diversity of content on the platform that is really unparalleled. But if we want to try to break it down a little bit, I would say there's like three key themes that brands should be really leaning into on TikTok. The first is storytelling. And that shows up in a whole diversity of different ways. Like if we take comedy as an example of like a genre of storytelling, there's the traditional stand-up comedians who do really great like crowd work on TikTok. You know, Matt Rife is a great example of that. But then there's also this like intersectionality of comedy. There's these hilarious fitness creators. I love this creator called The Fitness Marshal, who does these over-the-top voiceovers on his dance aerobics clips. And then you also have skits and parodies, like Corporate Natalie has just been so consistently great since the start of the pandemic. Robert Mayhew does parodies on agency life. Like anyone who's listening to this podcast should definitely check out Robert Mayhew because he like really taps into this sort of like agency niche. And then you have like Ben Palmer, who's developed this format where he trolls billionaire CEOs. And brands like Apple have partnered with him to tap into this like format that he's known and loved for. And so storytelling is a great and like huge opportunity for brands to really focus on. And that's because people are coming to TikTok to get inspired.
If you don't live on it like every day, you think of it as like it's where things go viral and it's very, you know, trend driven. It sounds like that's true to a degree, but there are a lot more predictable formats that work, and they're not necessarily like poor man's Saturday Night Live or something. They're unique to the medium.
Yeah, they're so unique. And like another, you know, second piece I would say is like edutainment. And so this is like tutorials, teaching the community something new. David Ma is a great example as well. He does behind the scenes content that gives you a peek into everything you need to know about filmmaking. He's a really big voice in our film talk community. In fact, I was up on stage with him at a variety event this year. And like everyone in the audience, like all these marketers from all of the studios were like in awe of David Ma being on stage. You know, you have Mei Pang, who is this like beautiful creature, like super artistic makeup tutorials. Erica Kohlberg, who is a lawyer that teaches you everything you need to know about personal finance and how to take advantage of the small print. So like how to get free Nike shoes or like what you're entitled to if your airline cancels your flight. And so people are really coming to TikTok to learn something new. So that's
another. Well, that makes sense. I'm starting to be like you read about this kind of, I think, shocked people of my age and older, like that younger people are coming to TikTok for search because there is like service like content in there that is really helpful and not just entertainment.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then the third piece is all about participation and co-creation. And so this is where you can like really tap into the trends, communicate with the community, and brands should really be taking the time on TikTok to really understand how their brand is already showing up on the platform and then directly plugging in to align with those trends. And so people are coming to TikTok for discovery, and they really want to be discovering brands and products too, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. with search, right? And people love when brands are showing up in ways that are super connected to culture. And so my advice for any marketer is to just go into the app, search your brand name, or better yet, go to the TikTok creator marketplace. And not only can like you search for content that is mentioning your brand name from creators, but you can also filter down to find the most engaging or most demographically aligned content. And it can be a really great source of inspiration for how you engage with your consumers and which creators to partner with in that process.
So I want to talk about the creator marketplace, but when brands do that kind of search to get fair, okay, what are they saying about my product? What's going on out there? Is it simply to find creators, or should they do something else with that? If there's 1,000 videos about, I don't know, my cleaning product, should I boost them? Should I, you know, try and use that in my own advertising? Is there something they should be doing when they do those searches?
Yeah, that's a great question and super spot on. There's so much that you can do, you know, when you're searching, right? Like the first is really about inspiration and really finding like what is already, like how is your brand being talked about on the platform? You know, some marketers I talk to, CMOs, are like, I don't know if my brand is ready to be on TikTok yet. It's like, Your brand is already on TikTok.
You just don't know about it. You've done it yet. Yeah.
Yeah, you just don't realize. So like seeing how your brand is showing up in the community and how people are talking about your brand can be a great source of like creative ideation and inspiration. But yes, absolutely. We also have products that allow brands to, you know, find that content and then boost that content from creators. The TikTok mm-hmm. Creator Marketplace is a great example of that. And then also we have a product called Content Engine that allows you to do that as
okay,
well.
Okay, so we keep hinting at this, but you're the person who knows this creator marketplace better than probably anybody. You have 800,000 plus creators. How do brands approach that other than finding organic mentions of their brands? Like, how do they figure out who do I want to partner with? Are these people have consistent audiences? Do they fit? Because that breadth is powerful, but I'm sure it's probably daunting for some of them.
Yeah. So the TikTok Creator Marketplace is the official platform for brand and creator collaborations on TikTok. You're absolutely right. We have over 800,000 creators in the marketplace. We're a global product and a global team. We're available in 24 countries around the globe. And we have, you know, an amazing team globally in North America, LATAM, EMEA region, throughout APAC. And we're really investing heavily into the creator marketplace to make creator marketing on TikTok easier and more effective than ever before. And there's essentially three ways, like if you're like sort of overwhelmed of where do I start, there's essentially like three ways that you can tap into the creator marketplace. The first is there's several brands, right, who have like in-house teams mm-hmm. or they have like their own in-house agency and they know how to work with creators. They either have like an influencer marketing practice in-house. And for those types of brands and agencies, you know, you could access the creator marketplace in a self-service way. And the creator marketplace is an end-to-end platform. You can discover creators through the marketplace. You can search for them. You can connect with them directly through the marketplace. And then there's also an end-to-end campaign workflow. TTCM, as we call it, the creator marketplace is abbreviated as TTCM. It's completely free to use. And you can even pay creators through the marketplace as well.
So if you have a history of doing this, you've built up skills and you know what to look for, like you can go right ahead and get going.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then the second way is like, if you need some extra help, there are agencies who are using the creator marketplace as their first party tool. And we have like agency roles and permissioning within the creator marketplace. So we can get an agency set up on the creator marketplace. We have tons of agencies who are using the marketplace, a whole variety of different agencies, from creative agencies to performance agencies to, you know, media agencies, et cetera, who are using TTCM as their platform. And we also help to connect brands to those agencies as well. And then the third way is through our partner network. So there's also the creator marketplace powers the broader ecosystem of other like influencer marketing companies, you know, think Influential, Whaler, Captivate. There's many other partners that we power through our API. And that is a great way for brands who might already be using a platform like a Creator IQ, for example. They're one of our partners. And so they're able to tap into the creator marketplace through the API and get all of our first party, reporting and data as well.
So those third parties probably do have a variety of functions that they offer, between analytics to help action broker deals and everything in between. I'm sure it depends.
Yeah, exactly. So they might offer like complementary and supplemental services or tools on top of the creator marketplace. So there's, you know, we recognize that there's not like a one size fits all. And we really think of like the creator marketplace as an end, not an or, because, you know, creator marketing and partnering with creators is something that's been around for a while now. And it's really about how we can be additive to this really rich and robust ecosystem and provide really great first party tools and insights to, you know, power the broader industry.
Okay. I want to ask you something that's unique to TikTok is that you guys, you know, the saying that you can pop overnight, you know, and then so many people use, you know, the vaunted algorithm is where how you find stuff. And maybe some people look at content specifically that is people you follow, but often it's just whatever comes into your feed. So I've heard this as being a potential challenge for creators. I think it was a story over the summer about VidCon. It's harder to have some of them to have a direct connection with fans. If you're on a platform that's so algorithm driven versus follower driven, is that a big difference? And then how does that affect brand partnerships?
Yeah, absolutely. So TikTok is an entertainment platform. It's not a social platform, right? And this is sort of a difference compared to other, you know, social platforms in the space. Like we operate on a content graph. That's our algorithm is based on this content graph versus like a social graph. So it's all about, for if you're a user on TikTok, it's all about the type of content that you engage with, that you like, that you're spending time with, that's what's getting served to you.
Not about what your friends like or the people that like you like. That doesn't play the role that it might on another place, on the platform.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's why your content will be so personalized to you. And like your best friend might have a completely different For You feed than you do. Even though you spend a lot of time with them, or maybe you share some similar interests, you might be served very different content, right? And so the potential downside to that, right, is that there's more volatility. You might be viral one day as a creator, and you might like your next video might not get a whole lot of traction, right?
Or like a YouTuber that's been doing it for a decade, they kind of figure out their level, and it's pretty consistent for the most part.
There might be more consistency, right? But the beauty of that is that, you know, on TikTok, it's incredibly democratizing, and it's democratized entertainment for brands and creators alike. And the content graph really allows for lesser known creators to get discovered. And performance is far more merit-based than it is anything else. And I think that that is really great for brands and advertisers and for our industry at large, because it's all about, you know, the power of discovery, and it ensures that brands are really showing up on the platform and creators are showing up on the platform and they're, and it also like with their best foot forward, and it also allows for creators to not be as afraid to post because if it doesn't, if it's not really that good, it's not going to be seen by a whole lot of people, right? And so you almost don't need to worry about it. It allows you to like experiment a lot more. And there's this really crazy stat in terms of like the power of discoverability on TikTok. There was a recent study that was published that showed that TikTok has become the fastest growing channel for discovery. In fact, it's responsible for 15% of product discoveries in 2022. So that's like crazy when you think about it.
Yeah, it's hard for any platform to drive new discoveries, especially with all the changes that have gone on in the industry this past year. So does that mean the brand, do brands, should you not put, I mean, unless you're talking about a mega star, I guess, should you not put all your eggs in one creator? Like, do you need to kind of spread your bets a little bit more given that volatility or potential volatility?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I mean, the benefit of partnering with creators is often like you're partnering with a diversity of creators. Like most brands are not necessarily working just like with one creator. They're working with a whole, you know, all different types of segments of creators, and they're really testing out what's working well for them. And the advice that we give to brands is to really spend a lot of time thinking about your values as a brand and make sure that the creator that you're partnering with really aligns with your values. So that way you can kind of hand over the keys and really trust them to like create that content and not be so prescriptive about exactly what it needs to look like. And also like, I can't believe I need to say this, but sometimes I realize I do. Like, as a brand, spend time and look at the creator's content. Spend time and like really understand, like, what is this creator known for? Like, what do I like about their content? Don't just like do up, you know,
you can't look at like a Nielsen rating number. I'm like, oh, that's it. I'm going to do that. Like, you need to really spend some time in this place. I know that sounds, it probably does feel crazy to say that, but it's part of the deal.
100%. Yeah. You need to like really know who you're partnering with and take that time and and that's how you make sure that the relationship and the partnership is really going to be set up for success.
Okay. So that's sort of like your own content. You have to be a little bit your own, creator appropriateness or alignment measuring stick. And you kind of have to like get to know them. So there might not be a hard and fast answer to this, but what's the right answer between balancing the idea that brands need to make content for TikTok, to make their own TikToks, that's your ad, or handing the keys over to a creator that they're getting to know, hoping to trust? Is there a right answer?
Yeah, it's so funny, Mike. You know, the lines are really blurring between the definition of a brand and a creator.
Yeah.
You know, like marketing is really this like art and this science. And in order to be a really effective marketer today, you need to be a great storyteller and you need to be able to build community around your brand. And so brands really need to think like marketers, but act like creators. And one of the best ways to act like a creator is to partner with creators. And brands who are partnering with creators in a whole multitude of ways on TikTok are seeing really great success on our platform. So like, for example, you have brands who are partnering with creators in like the really kind of traditional branded content way. So they're, you know, partnering with the creator and the creator is creating content to post from the creator's handle, either as like pure organic or boosted with Spark ads. Right. And that's like, you know, inherently sort of like the quote unquote influencer.
That's like I made
approach.
A 30-second thing for Scope or something. Not like I mentioned Scope in my video.
Yeah. It's like I'm a creator and I make a Scope ad and I post it from my handle to my audience. Right.
Right. Right. Okay.
And then the other way is like brands are partnering with creators to create content for the brands owned and operated or for their business account. This is a big question a lot of brands have is like, how do I build my business account on TikTok. One of the best ways to do that is to have creators help you build your business account on
TikTok. Somebody else is already good at it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like Nerf hired a chief TikTok officer. I think it was like a 3-month engagement, and they like set out this kind of challenge on TikTok and found their like perfect chief TikTok officer through that process. And that's like a great example of like really leaning into the community and allowing like the community to really build your brand on the platform. And then you also have brands who are, you know, creating, partnering with creators to create content for ad creative, meaning like the creator is sending them like a raw asset, and then that asset is being uploaded to like TikTok Ads Manager to run as, you know, as an ad, like right. purely as an ad, but from the brand's right. account.
That almost feels like closer to an ad agency relationship. I mean, it's different, but it's like, here's the brief. This is what we want.
Yes, exactly.
You mentioned earlier, okay, how much product discovery you're seeing. We've all read about how certain products will take off and fly off the shelves of drugstores and stuff because of TikTok trends. What about this whole thing that you're seeing this broadly in the creator economy where some of the bigger names are getting into the DTC business, where Mr. Beast has his own burger thing and Feastables, and Addison Rae has makeup, I believe, and lots of more. Are you seeing this play out a lot on TikTok, and should brands be looking for this?
Yeah, I mean, the creator economy is thriving, and really there's no ceiling for the potential of what your career can be as a content creator mm-hmm. today. And TikTok is really driving real world opportunities for creators. Creators are really building their brand on the platform, and then they're diversifying their opportunities, you know, off the platform. And, you know, something we say a lot is that TikTok creators are like creating mainstream culture, which culture starts on TikTok, but then like transcends beyond the platform. And that's really true of like opportunities that creators have on and off the platform as well. And so we've seen really amazing stories, you know, creators who are landing like television opportunities. You know, you have Anaya Johnson, who's also known as, you know, Angry Reactions, who landed a Super Bowl commercial, and he's starred in a whole multitude of, you know, TV ads this year. And he's appeared in a Kingsford mm-hmm. ad where he played his like angry persona, right? And he is so amazing. I mean, he's just such an incredible human. And he was like, you know, before his, you know, TikTok stardom, I mean, he was like homeless for a wow. period of time. And so it's really, you know, this platform has really changed his life. And we hear that from a lot of creators all the time. And, you know, Nathan Apodaca, who is also known as Dogface, we all know him for going viral for drinking Ocean sure. Spray, you know, while skateboarding the Fleetwood mm-hmm. Mac. Couple of years ago, you know, he recently made his acting debut on Reservation Dogs, which is a show, an FX show that you can watch mm-hmm. on Hulu, right? And so just an incredible story. And
yeah, it's wild.
Yeah. And creators are getting like, you know, talent agency deals, you know, starting off on TikTok, you have like aspiring creators who are being discovered, like Julian Bass, who's known for all of this like great like special effects work that he does, or Bowman Martinez Reed, who does these like hilarious Kardashian style like parodies. And he recently signed on with CAA, and they're helping him to, you know, really grow his own business. And so, you know, the creator marketplace is a multi-sided marketplace. We're serving creators, brands, agencies,
influencers. Yeah, you have multiple constituencies.
Exactly. And in fact, a little tease for you is that, and we hope to share more in this soon, but we're also going to be supporting talent agents and talent managers even more on TDCM as well to help. Yeah.
We're hinting at some big news here. I like this, breaking it out. all the things we're talking about, they require work and care and custom approach. It seems like in general, influencer marketing really lends itself to being custom and bespoke. TikTok it seems like you got to do it the right way and get to know it and learn the platform. So I wonder, there's always the scale question. Can you do that at scale? People have talked about, well, is there a way to like programmaticize influencer marketing on TikTok? I'm sure that's not possible in the way that people think about it, but is there a way to get a big campaign produced fast with a bunch of creators at once without a long, laborious process, or is that not realistic?
That is the biggest reason that we exist, right? It's really to make creator marketing on TikTok easier and more effective. And look, like we're not trying to replace the agencies. Mm-hmm. Like the Creator Marketplace is a self-serve platform, but we recognize the broader ecosystem, and there's always going to be services related to this work, and we're not trying to replace that. But what we are trying to do is make it easier and more effective and roll out tools that just makes it faster, right? Like, for example, we have a product that we recently announced called TTCM Match, and that's our recommendation engine. And it allows brands to fill out a creative brief, and then our recommendation engine automatically generates a list of up to 200 creators that perfectly match to that brand's brief in under 10 seconds. I mean, you're still going to go through and select the creators. You might not partner with all 200 of them, but it helps to make that process much faster.
At least to boil it down, right?
Yeah.
You probably want to, that might be scary for certain brands. I don't know who these people are. What if they're not right for us? You have to spend some time, but it gets you started.
Yeah. And what we're seeing is that brands who are using Match are having a 2x approval consensus, meaning oftentimes brands are working with teams, or agencies are working with teams, and there's a number of folks who are reviewing and approving mm-hmm. the creators that they're deciding to partner with. And they're seeing a 2x improvement in that consensus amongst those teams on creators that are populated through Match versus like human generated lists.
So the process that just is never ending for these kind of things. You're cutting pieces of that out.
Yeah. And then we have another product that actually uses Match, and it's inherently built in the workflow. And that's a product called Starter Packs. And that's our one-stop shop for creator matchmaking and advertisement placement. And basically that allows brands to package up, like for one flat fee, you get like X number of creators, X amount of paid media, and like a fully end-to-end workflow. And we had that aims to bring the campaign down, in as little as a week. And NASCAR actually got their campaign live in 6 days with Starter Packs. And the industry average for like a standard creator marketing campaign is like 4 to 6 weeks.
What constitutes the creative, does it have to be a little bit simpler? Like, can you imagine you can't do some crazy elaborate original story if you're doing that fast, or no?
You know what's really interesting, Mike, is you can't tell the difference if they use Starter Packs or if they spent a whole lot of time. Yeah.
So it's not just like, hey, we're all going to mention a hashtag or something. Like, it's more than that.
It's much more than that. Yeah. You can still provide the full creative brief. You still get full review and approval on the content. The difference is that the creators are generated. The selection of the creators happens much faster, much easier. And the creators are much faster and easier to opt into that process. You don't have to spend a lot of times the back and forth of like reaching out to creator, waiting for them to respond, like going through the negotiation back and forth. That's what takes a whole lot of time. And Starter Packs is like one flat rate for the creator and for the brand. And the creators have already opted into Starter Packs. And so it just makes the process far, far smoother.
Okay. A couple more questions. This is a terrific conversation here. I just want to make sure that we cover everything off that we were supposed to. But right now, you're talking about this, the importance of, matching up with creators and telling stories and trying to get your brand the right kind of alignment. We're at this moment where there's consensus that performance marketing is going to have a big year because there's a lot of uncertainty in the economy. No one's sure where things are going. I guess inherently that sounds harder to do with this kind of stuff, unless you are doing a very shopping driven or execution, for example. How do you guys figure out how to make sure that this is more trackable and performance oriented when it's not going to be the same as a retail media campaign, for example?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, creator marketing is, the misconception is that it's like all upper funnel.
Yes.
Right. And in fact, what we see is that creator marketing is really a full funnel strategy. And TikTok made me buy it, right? It's a great mm-hmm. representation of a purely organic piece of content driving tremendous sales for brands. And just on the whole, TikTok advertisers, we recently did a study with Nielsen that showed that TikTok advertisers drove 96% higher paid media return on ad spend compared to all other forms of digital media measured by Nielsen, and almost 3x the offline sales efficiency. And that's because like brands who are trusting creators in that process, and when the content is really authentic to the platform, it really drives really tremendous results. And when brands are partnering with creators, creators can really, you know, connect with their audiences and in those real and authentic ways. And then you combine that with the number of tools that we've recently rolled out. For example, we have a product called Gaming Anchor, and then another product called Comment Anchor. So these are anchors, basically links that a creator can append to the video or in the comments that drives out to a landing page for viewers to learn more about a product or take an action.
So you make something that is all about watching a creator become a little, you know, that much more clickable, or, you know, have real attribution tied to it.
Yeah, because oftentimes, like, especially with short form video, there's so much to learn and there's so much conversation that might happen, especially like in the comments, right? TikTok is all about the comments, and creators are really leaning into understanding their audience in the comments and driving a lot of that inspiration from the comments. And when they can append like a link in the comments, it allows them. I was talking to one of our creators who's in the luxury travel vertical, and a lot of the content that she creates, like, she wants to basically link out to have users be able to like learn more about the destination and maybe drive to like a blog post or whatever that might look like. So basically these types of features allow creators to really expand the storytelling and expand the information that they can share. And also, like, being able to append a link is something that is available through paid media. But what about when you're partnering with creator and a lot of their views are being generated organically?
Yeah,
then
sure.
What happens, right? So this allows you to have 100% of your video views indefinitely, basically carrying that link to learn more and take an action.
Right, regardless of the source of them, where they came from. That's interesting. Adrian, I want to close in this one. This has been terrific. Are there any favorite campaigns you can mention that you've seen over the last few months and maybe illustrate some of the things we've been talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. So the corn kid, right? Tariq, everybody loves Tariq. He's so damn cute, right? He recently partnered with Chipotle on an It's Corn video, and it's this really cute moment where they do this skit where Tariq orders, like, basically says no to everything, like, as he's going down the line in Chipotle, and just like, corn, yeah, I'll just take the corn. And it was just a moment that like really captures, it had like 9 million likes and comments, like, you won the internet, Chipotle. It's so cute. But then the other one I would say is like, IKEA is doing really amazing work. And there is actually a video, if you go on TikTok, Hello Convo Agency posted this like recap of IKEA's like viral strategy. And he sort of like breaks down what they did in two parts. And basically what IKEA did is they sort of like took over TikTok by creating this like really catchy sound, but then sponsoring creators to produce content with that catchy sound. That was pretty much it. And allowing the creators to bring the creative concept to life, like, completely in their own way. And so you see,
so they're not jamming any messaging down your throat or you have to show this furniture or whatever. They just really run wild with this one element. That's fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. And there were like 40,000 videos spread across TikTok with like IKEA's very catchy sound and IKEA logos on the bottom right of the video. And so it just really goes to show you that your brand doesn't necessarily need to like do all of the work creating content in order to like really win on TikTok.
Yeah, because that's one you wouldn't expect there, where you think it has to be like a fun brand, but not necessarily in that case. Very, very, very cool stuff. Adrian, thank you so much for taking time out here. Fascinating conversation. Hopefully we can chat again down the road, but thanks so much.
Thank you, Mike. Really appreciate it.
A big thanks to my guest this week, Adrian Lahens, Global Head of Operations for TikTok's Creator Marketing Solutions, and of course, my partners over at Zephyr. If you like this week's episode, please take a moment to rate and leave a review. We have lots more to bring you, so be sure to hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time for more on What's Next in Marketing.